At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is the Minnesota Tim Podcast. Happy New Year, everyone. 2023. About to react to the Minnesota Vikings loss against the Green Bay Packers on Sunday afternoon, 3:25. Another Jim Nance, Tony Romo obliteration. Against the Minnesota Vikings. They called the Cowboys versus Vikings game earlier this season. The Vikings lost 40-3. So the Vikings do not have good luck when Romo and Nance are on the call, which is really unfortunate as Minnesota Vikings fans, because those two are easily the best broadcasters in the NFL. The way they deliver the game, the way they talk about the game, Tony Romo predicts plays before they even happen, and they just have an enthusiasm and an expertise about the game that not every announcer does, which is why they get paid the way they do. I think Romo gets paid like $17 million a year just to do this stuff. But anyway, it's 2023. New Year's resolutions. Will the Minnesota Vikings or any other Minnesota team win a championship this season? The answer is no. The Twins stink. The Timberwolves are 16-21 and just lost to the worst team in the NBA. And the Minnesota Vikings are 12-4, leading and will win the NFC North. They've already clinched it. Looks like they're going to be the number three seed entering the playoffs, which, to be honest, I think myself and every other Minnesota Vikings fan would agree that the Vikings would rather play against the New York Giants, who they've already beaten, than play the Green Bay Packers, who they crushed in week one and got obliterated by in week 17, or the Detroit Lions, who beat the Vikings by double digits, 34-23, a couple weeks ago, and who the Vikings barely snuck by in week three. So I think everyone would agree that the Vikings would rather play the Giants. My question for you is this. How long does it take you to recognize that the year is 2023 instead of 2022? I asked someone this the other day, because when you write things down, and I mean, you don't write checks anymore, but when you're writing dates on your computer or talking with someone, how long does it take to configure in your mind that you should no longer write 2022? Because for me, it takes a while. I think it takes me until December. No, I'm kidding. It doesn't take me until December. It seems like it takes me a long time, though. I would say a few months at minimum. Okay, let's talk about the game. No one cares. My takeaway from the Vikings' loss against the Green Bay Packers, and I had this takeaway a couple weeks ago, is that the Vikings are no longer a Super Bowl contender. And it's the same takeaway. There's something that good teams, great teams do, even in their losses. Let's take it back to the Vikings win against the Buffalo Bills several weeks ago. I'll pull up the exact week. Let's pull back the curtain on that win against the Buffalo Bills in week, 11 or 12, something like that. Week 10. Okay. The Vikings came from behind, down 27-10. Dalvin Cook had an 81-yard touchdown run, 71-yard touchdown run, something like that. And the impossible had to go the Minnesota Vikings way to go into Buffalo and come out with a victory. There is something good teams have in common. When they lose, they are really difficult to beat. When they lose, like the Buffalo Bills game, when the Buffalo Bills lost to the Vikings, there's a trend in their losses. One, they're very difficult to beat. Two, there's got to be a lot of luck involved to beat them. Think about the Justin Jefferson one-handed catch. Think about the Josh Allen fumble at the one-yard line where the Minnesota Vikings defense jumped on the ball and scored a touchdown. Think about the Greg Joseph overtime kick against the Saints that bounced off the upright and in. Or wait, that was the Saints guy that bounced off the upright and out. Think about, there's been so many different plays this season that it's just been so hard to remember everything. Think about Greg Joseph's 61-yard field goal against the Giants. The guys missed several extra points this season, but line them up for a 61-yard field goal, and it's right down the middle with yards to spare. The Minnesota Vikings, you cannot rule out skill in what they've been able to accomplish this season. Because if you're going to win 12 games, you need talent. And Kirk Cousins has played phenomenal. Justin Jefferson has been a borderline MVP candidate. The Vikings defense has even made plays when they needed to make plays. But the Vikings are not a Super Bowl contender for all the reasons that I just listed. I pulled up the Cincinnati Bengals schedule, their wins, their losses, because they have four losses just like the Minnesota Vikings. And here's what their losses look like. They lost 23-20 against the Pittsburgh Steelers in overtime, where their kicker missed like a couple of gimmies. They lost to the Dallas Cowboys on the road 20-17, and they lost to the Baltimore Ravens 19-17 on the road. Those are three one-possession, difficult, grinded-out games. And then they lost at Cleveland 32-13. Each team a season is given one clunker where they just absolutely stink. And that was their stink-it-up ball game. Okay? You look at the Minnesota Vikings losses. They have four losses this season. 34-23 against Detroit. 41-17 against the Packers. 24-7 against the Eagles, and 40-3 against the Dallas Cowboys. And you know what's been a common thread in each of those losses? The Vikings showed absolutely zero resilience in each of those four losses. They had zero amount of pushback in those losses. Those teams just rolled the Vikings. And it wasn't even close. Aaron Rodgers wasn't great against the Vikings, but so many things went wrong for the Vikings, and that's been the case in every single loss this season. The special team sucked, the offense sucked, and the defense was okay. What's wrong with the Vikings? Well, the offense is and has been spectacular this season. And the defense has been borderline bad, but has stepped up in key spots this season. That's my analysis of the Vikings. And when things have gone wrong, the Vikings offense has gone cold. And the Vikings defense is not good enough to keep their offense in the game. And that's why the Vikings are not a Super Bowl contender. That's what's happened in the Vikings' losses this year. That's exactly what happened against the Green Bay Packers. Cousins threw three interceptions. Jefferson couldn't get open against double coverage. It's easy to detail why the Vikings lost. Let's look at the box score. Jalen Naylor was the Minnesota Vikings' best wide receiver in this game. Three receptions, 89 yards. Justin Jefferson had the same amount of catches as Alexander Mattison, one. Well, we're on to Chicago, and then most likely it looks like we're going to be hosting the New York Giants at home at US Bank Stadium in round one. I'll preview and analyze that later. So much to talk about for the Minnesota Vikings. Is Justin Jefferson an MVP candidate? I would say no, not even close. In my opinion, Kirk Cousins is more of an MVP candidate than Justin Jefferson. But so much to talk about for the Minnesota Vikings. There's so much left of the season, too. Two more weeks for the Minnesota Vikings. Got the Bears, got the Giants, and that's going to be a pick'em game against the Giants. That's going to be a tough one at home. And then they play the 49ers if they win, most likely, which will be tough on the road. So we'll see how the rest of the season goes. Regardless, it has been a special and spectacular season for the Vikings. This has been memorable. I don't know if the curse will be broken, but we'll see. Things can happen, but I don't like our chances. Everyone have a great day. Thank you for listening to the Minnesota Tim podcast. Happy 2023.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.